views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show and welcome to the month of May. We have good news. Yay. When it comes to energy, possibilities, and we've been through the ringer. Yes, we have, but it feels good that I've got some really positive, optimistic news that I can bring to you today. So that's what we're talking about. It's the angel guidance. I always check in with them to see if they have any guidance for the energies that are coming in for the current month. We weren't here last week, so I missed you guys. So it's good to be back here live with you today. We have chats open on the YouTube and on Facebook. So you can look up Transformation Talk Radio's Facebook page. I also shared it on my two Facebook pages. Just look up Jen Royster Show or Jen Royster. It's Jen Royster on YouTube, and it's also at my website, jenroyster.com, if that's easier. I've got it embedded over there too. So here we go. The month of May, angel guidance. What do the angels say for the month of May? Well, first of all, there's so much optimistic energy that it's almost like that part of you that's been dealing with a lot might go, yeah, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I get that. It's an adjustment to actually be okay that it's a good energy. And sometimes there's a part of us, if we've been going through a lot of trials, if we've been going through a lot of transformation, a lot of transitions, a lot of major life shifts, changes, letting go, you name it, and it has been going on, it can feel that way at first. I want to identify that and put that right out on the table for you now, because I want you to know that's just a reaction from that side of us that, you know, wants to see more, you know, what's wrong with everything. You know, if you're used to that and things like that have been happening, this energy is so optimistic, so positive. It's very uplifting, and it's literally a sigh of relief, but not just sitting and doing nothing, because we feel like you may feel weary. I know that I did. I know that I've been feeling mine too. I find that I have to rest more. And when you feel that, do that. Please try to do that, because your body needs that. Lots of shifting, lots of changes, new awareness, new perspectives coming in. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Like, how can we see the possibilities after we're so, you know, feel weather beaten basically from the energy? It's not going to stop coming in. It's still happening. Things are still changing. Things are still coming to light. It's us adjusting to it and us basically, you know, finding a way to allow good things into our life. I know. And sometimes we just fight it and you don't even realize it. I've done that too. I felt like, I don't know. And you hesitate. A lot of people that kept their heart closed would feel that a little bit if it's starting to open, because when you have an open heart, which is a very important aspect, that heart chakra and that energy of the heart, making choices from the heart. That right there alone, if that's something new to you or you're still calibrating to that, you're not used to feeling. You know, you don't want to feel. You might get hurt. So we shut down. Well, it's really hard to shut it down. Have you noticed that? You can't really shut it down like you did before. Like, okay, I'm just detaching from all of that. I don't want anything to do with that. Well, not so much this time. If you've been waking up, if you've been on a path of awakening, changing, shifting, improving, you want that heart open and you do want to feel. Yeah, you feel the good and the bad, but we learn how to handle it. Empathic people are like, oh, you know, I don't know about that. Well, I'm one, so I can speak for that. I truly can. And once you realize, wait a minute, it's a falsehood that I think it's always going to hurt me. It's not. It's interesting when you start going there. Well, this energy of this month will kind of address some of that as well. So this is really an interesting one, because if you're ready, I mean, nobody can make you do anything, but this is going to be one of the easiest months to start implementing because of the optimism in the air, the vibe, like, you know, I feel better about things. So you're going to get out there. It's going to be easier. So we're sharing all of this today. If you have questions, if you want to call in, please do. 1-800-930-2819. We also have the chats open. If you want to throw a question out onto the chats, go ahead. One at YouTube, one at my website, and one over on Facebook. So, you know, you can do it that way if you want to. And we look like we have one. Oh, there we go. Hi, Sharon over in YouTube. Hello, Sharon. And Sharon is from Charlottesville. Oh, you're just a few hours away. It's beautiful over there. And she's like wishing me, hope I had a wonderful birthday last week. Yes, thank you. I did. And I had a much needed rest. Went on an overnight trip just to get away and take a break. And it was very balancing for me. It was very helpful. Thank you for that. This is a good thing, guys. Okay. I know. And you know, it's funny because when you have good news, sometimes there's always something that wants to try to attack that. That's the resistance to it. And then you stop and you realize, why am I resisting something good? Or why is it when I'm in a good mood, people around me aren't? Have you ever noticed that with people close to you? It just seems like you can't get on the same page sometimes. If you're great, they're not. Or if they're great, you're not. Okay? Being aware of, now why does that happen? It's almost a resistance to just something being different. And we don't mean to do that to ourselves. We really don't. I mean, most people are like not out there trying to shoot themselves in the foot, okay? We're not trying to do that. It's just kind of it's a habit. It's a mechanism of our ego's energy that tries to protect us when it's really just hindering and getting in the way. It's trying to control and not let anything change. This energy that we've been feeling, like last month was a lot. It was about balancing. And if you hadn't gotten rid of whatever you needed to get rid of or let it go, it was bringing it up. Oh, yes. And last month, balance, balance, balance. It's like life balance. What do you need to be changing? What do you need to stop? You know, that kind of thing. And it was a bit of an overwhelming month. It had a lot going on, a lot of emotions, a lot of old stuff would come up. And you're like, oh, my goodness. And, you know, you just walked through it. I walked through mine, too. And it was incredible. And then I had an awakening day of symptoms that I shared with you 2 weeks ago on the show. Well, I had another one today, by the way, and I get this sometimes, but all the chakras, and I want to mention that because of this new energy, the chakras are really going through a lot of activating right now. You might be feeling the heart chakra, the throat chakra, solar plexus, you know, different people are feeling different ones, but there is a lot going on where balancing that energy through, you know, and that's what we call the chakras. They transform your energy. They're energy transformers, basically, in your body. It balances that energy that you're processing. they're going through an upgrade, really. They're going through a lot too. And with all of this coming through, it's important to take a priority with that, I believe. I really do. And I'm doing it too. You got to make sure that you give that time to process. Communication, throat chakras, seventh chakra. I had seventh chakra and sixth chakra today, like your eye and the crown chakra, which is a very high spiritual connection type thing. Because I was asking about the show today, and I always do that. I mean, I'm always asking before we come on, you know, what are we going to be sharing today? Well, then I get one of these crazy visions, right? I realized, I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm logical. I'm like, what am I having here? I see things in shapes sometimes. And I was seeing a lot of triangles, a lot of them everywhere. And I felt like I was seeing through a portal. It was the craziest thing. I just went, wait a minute. Okay, what's going on? I'm even trying to logic it out to make sure it's not something like that. I'm always doing that just because, yeah, I don't want to just throw, not be, you know, caring about that. And I was like, no, this is a real deal. So I just asked, I said, okay, what is it that you need me to see? I'm not freaking out. I don't think I got anything going on here. I am seeing like there was this hole cut out right in the middle of my view, and I was seeing through it to something else. And I saw a lot of triangles. So I had to take a breath, and I saw other lines with that, and they were connecting them. And triangles, that's a three-sided sacred geometry symbol. And it means a lot. It means to me mind, body, soul balance. It means for different religions, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It means ascended masters. It's three, you know, the triangle. And I use the triangle a lot of times when I'm doing a clearing and a shielding for myself, you know, and you put like a shield over. I use a triangle more than I use a round circle, because the triangle, and it's dimensional, and it has the three sides and the point. And I do that because if anything's coming at me that wants to harm or be negative or sabotage what I'm trying to do, it's going to hit, and I have reflectors. It hits, it goes straight up, and I let that go up to higher self of whoever that needs to go to, or up to the divine to tend to that. It's not mine to deal with when something's coming at me like that. That's why I switched over to that as an empath. Now, some people like the bubble, the round one, and that's a protective sacred geometry as well. So you can use a lot of different ones, but I saw a lot of triangles today through this amazing window. And I'll be honest with you, I don't completely know what that message is. All I know is what I know with triangles and ascended masters. That knowledge, that connection, but I'm going to be tapping into that and tuning in. And when I do know what it is, I will share it with you. That came in right before the show, so I don't want to just throw whatever out there. That's what I do know. So stay tuned on that one. That might come in next week. I don't know. But if I don't say anything, it's still working. It's a work in progress. So today, angel messages. Okay, angel messages about good news for May. We have a lot of positive energy, guys. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving into some of this. Let me know if you have a question or if you've been experiencing anything interesting in the last few days. I'm looking for what's happened since that full moon on the 29th. Let us know what you got going on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream. We will be right back after the break.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
And welcome back to the show. We are talking about angel guidance for the month of May, and it's good news. Yes, it's good news. You know, it's so nice to put a show together, and it's like, okay, we actually, I mean, all of it's good news, not like, oh. So that's what I'm saying to you. We want to really embrace that. I want to say hello. We've got people starting to come into the chats. We got hello to Raven, and she's put up the 333. Ooh, yes, that's a number that I've seen a lot. I have a lot that happens with number three and triangles and number three. Absolutely. So she's put up the threes. We also have over on the Facebook chat, we have Melissa. Hello, Melissa, to you. And she is asking, last month was tough. Yes, I agree. It was for a lot of us. But this month feels a lot lighter. Yes, exactly. And it's going to keep getting better because that's what she's asking. Is this supposed to last for a while? I hope so. I hope it keeps going, but absolutely, I know for the entire month it keeps ramping. I don't want to say I've looked into the entire year because I haven't. I stayed focused on this month for today, so I'm not sure without checking that, but or even asking about that. But what I do know is this month, yes, it feels like a sigh of relief. It feels like I feel really optimistic and positive, and I don't even know why, kind of a thing. You might feel a little tired, like you just want to, you know, do a timeout, you know, take that little break, you know, not work so hard one day and just do something fun. Do that. That's the kind of energy it is, because you'll feel that way at the beginning. And then around the 15th, we have a new moon coming in Taurus, which is an earthy steady-paced sign, but it's also a hard-working sign and gets things done. Finishes the task type of energy. That's a new beginning, a new moon. And Michael came in about this particular show, Archangel Michael. I had several come in, but Archangel Michael came in and said, look, this month, if you have creative projects, love, romance, business that you're trying to get off the ground and actually financially make it something, anything, this is the month to apply yourself because the energy is very positive for the return. Return on investment, this is the month if you want to look at it that way, because this month just, it seems so much easier. The one thing that I really liked about it, and let me start going into some of this, the delays, now that's what I was feeling last month. Delays, obstacles, hesitation, procrastination, second guessing, little weird things that just felt off kilter, interruptions, distractions, whatever. It was coming up. Well, and not just last month. You know, we've been kind of feeling that for several months, but last month was kind of big with that. This month, completely different. This one brings in the sigh of relief, but with energy behind it to do something about this. I mean, to really jump on this and make the most of it. Michael says, I've got the energy. If you can bring it, I'll be there. And I thought that was kind of like a cheerleader, like a personal trainer type of, but he's like that whenever I get things from him. He's just very, he's strong. He's always got the energy if I don't. And he's go get him, you know. He's also great for, as a life coach, if you want to look at it that way, he's a great life coach. He's great business. He's great for whatever it is you're trying to achieve and you need a pick-me-up or you need to stay in the game and you need somebody to keep you in there, he can do that. That was one of the big things he said to tell you today. And I thought, ooh, kind of like that. That's pretty cool. The other part of it is activities, lots of opportunities coming in, lots of opportunities coming in that could feel, if you go pessimistic, you could feel overwhelmed by it. So when that starts happening, and it will in some way for you somehow, you'll start finding like, oh my gosh, it was just so hard to get something going. And now all of a sudden, and then you don't know what to do with it, right? Don't talk yourself out of it. Just take a deep breath and smile that you're feeling this incredible energy and the possibilities are unlimited. And I had to remind myself of that too, because it's normal. It's normal to go, wait, I don't know. And here's the interesting part. On the 15th, and they brought this to my attention. And I went and looked this up. But on the 15th with the Taurus new moon, there's also the planet that has an influence, which is kind of rare. Uranus has an energy floating in here at the same time. That planet is more spur of the moment, spontaneous, not think about it. At the same time, Taurus is, no, we want to process these decisions and make a logical choice. You know, that's how Taurus is, you know, very, you know, no, let's keep this steady. So if you find that you have things kind of inside of you wanting to go, yes, no, wait, yes, no, wait, don't freak out. Look at that as, is this your mind and heart having a conflict with choice? Look at it that way. That one was really amazing to me. Archangel Metatron came in with that one because this is a manifesting thing here. So whatever you have going on, you can manifest really, really well. You want to get onto that positive side. Even if you don't feel positive right now, it would be in your best interest to just go for that right now. Put up affirmations everywhere. Do something positive for yourself, even if you don't feel like it, because that could be the heart mind fighting against each other a little bit, but they don't have to. Sometimes that old self needs to be coaxed along It likes what it knows, doesn't want to do anything different. It wants to hold on. The heart is going to be pulling you to really venture out, and it can do it in a steady, logical Taurus way, but also with that excitement that Uranus can bring in at the same time. Like, look at this. Let's do this. You'll find a happy medium in the middle right there. So don't let that be a negative for you. At that full moon we just had, that was a Scorpio full moon. Now, why is this so important about what's going on right now? That Scorpion full moon is really associated with that shadow side of us, the shadow side of us that can show us what we need to really be honest about, what we really need to see a truth about so we can improve, release, let it go, heal. So it's interesting because right behind it, it was like, okay, this is the side that could trip you up, but it doesn't have to. And that was kind of the full moon thing. And if you were feeling that full moon, I know I did. It was interesting. It's not to bring you down. It's to show you clarity. The other thing around the 15th, which is really cool, right now you're starting to adjust for this first 2 weeks, acclimate to the energy of positive. This is coming in from Metatron, okay? Acclimate to the energy of, okay, if you're not being positive, find a way to get there. I mean, literally, I know. I mean, there's people that aren't going to want to do that. Don't waste any of your energy with that. Keep your energy with you and you keep going. Detach. You don't have to people please anybody. You need to just work on you. And for the first 2 weeks, that's what you're doing. You're getting used to this, ramped up. Possibilities are endless. Man, I could do a lot. And you're going to start seeing things and ideas and creativity about what you want to do with your projects or what you want to shift into. When the 15th new moon comes, that's a great time to really put that intention. It's like, okay, we're going to start. You don't have to wait till then if you've got something going on. But if you're adjusting, adjust. Because when the 15th comes, you're going to see those actions start to, like, they're just going to be coming in. Time to do something. If you have something you have always wanted to do, start making a plan. Make a plan. It's not too late. It's not too late. And what's beautiful is if you're clear with the universe about what you want, I have angels help me if I feel overwhelmed. I just go, okay, this is what I want. And I feel like I might be tripping myself up somewhere. You know, I'll do that. And then they just let me know. They brainstorm. I mean, today to see through, I felt like I saw through to another dimension. That's what I think it was. I don't want to say for sure because it was very interesting. And it went and it kept getting bigger to where I could walk through. It started small, you know, like about 2 inches in diameter, and then it grew to where I could walk into it. I know, but guess what? I'm sitting here going, wait, I have to get my show ready. I'm going to go on in about 25 minutes, you know? So it was one of those kind of things that was really interesting. Now we are going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, I have a question over here in, where is that? We have a question in Facebook. No, not a question. It says, I don't feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride of emotions anymore. So that's a plus. Ah, see, these are people bringing me positive. So you are out there feeling positive. That was from Raven over in YouTube. Yeah, the roller coaster thing, that's fantastic. So guys, get ready, because if you feel like you need to get organized and have a plan together, because the month is really going to begin to really take shape where you can take some actions. I'm going to go into that a little bit more and some clarity about career. All kinds of great stuff. I'm pretty excited about it because, I mean, we have all of this opportunity to just go for it with Taurus logic and steady feet on the ground, grounded, thinking clearly, and pacing ourselves. That's a really amazing lineup, honestly. It's a just dive in, but do it the Taurus way. I think it's kind of interesting how that, because sometimes that doesn't sound like that works together. I really wanted to address that because, and Metatron was like, it's a manifesting time. That is what you want to do. And don't be afraid of feeling those two different things like impulsive or wait. You will find a way to make that work in the perfect balance. Just ask and then watch it unfold. It's going to be pretty cool. So we're going to come back in a few minutes. I got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going. If you have any questions, you want to share what you're experiencing, put it out there. I'd love hearing about it. We are talking about angel guidance for the month of May, all the good news, all the good energy that we have lining up to really catapult us into a great new world, new life, new reality, new career, whatever you have going on. Stay with us. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the good news for May, the energy and angel guidance for all this energy, what we can do with it to make the most of it. Now, I was talking about Metatron and what he's talking about, and he's about manifesting, and it's like now's the time. So let's talk a little bit about, like, if you're feeling not sure in the career, even if you feel unsure about life choices, personal or career, But in particular, like if you want to turn your passions into profit, or, you know, you want to really make it work, if you've tried and tried and tried, don't be concerned if they're not clear, if your plan is not clear right now. He really wanted me to bring that up. Don't worry about the plan being unclear, because it will be. All you have to do is put your intention there, actually sit down and apply, do something. You know, you might sit down and make a list and you're like, I don't even know where to start. That's okay. You're applying, you're intending to show that you're in the game. The one thing that I've been saying for a good year now that they've been preparing us for is they're not doing everything for us, but they are definitely supporting us to succeed, to heal, to awaken, to grow. When we apply ourselves, they apply. It reminds me, I don't really like to apply it to this, but you know, heck, a 401k, if you have that with your job, you put some in, they put some in. The angels are putting in twice as much as you're putting in. You just need to do it. When you do, it's like the tenfold comes in. It's like it's multiplied and things start to move much quicker. That's one of the big things I'm noticing, that some people are getting overwhelmed by how fast things manifest. You know, all these years we've wanted it to not take so long. And now that it's not taking so long, we, you know, don't know what to do with it. But you will adjust. You will adjust. Just organizing and getting a plan started, putting your intentions out on paper when you're asked, you know, wanting to be clear, like, my intention is to do this with this. Then you're starting to be clear about your message. You're also putting that energy out into the physical world. It's kind of a physical thing to do that. It works really well. Whenever I'm putting intentions out, I like to put the word now right behind it with an exclamation point. Just say, I'm not wishing and hoping it might happen one day. This is happening now. You know, you kind of do it into the present moment. That's one of the things to do. Now, the other thing is just doing this activity will start to get the ball rolling for you. Even if you're not sure what you want to do yet, it will start to help you clarify. Why? Because on the 15th, when I said Taurus comes in with the planet energy of Uranus, and Uranus is about spiritual awakening. It's about seeing things you didn't see before. Getting aha moments like, oh, wait a minute. I never realized that before. Right? Because you could have this plan and then all of a sudden you realize, wait, I'm not sure if I'm seeing that the way. Why isn't this work? If you keep trying it the same way, okay, it might be time to change it up. The beauty about this is ideas, creativity, seeing it from a different angle will start to show you a better approach. And then you're going to go, oh, you know what? I need to change that up and try that. See, things like that work really well. Let's see. We have, let me go back over to chat. It looked like something. Sharon. Oh, Sharon. Okay. I had to move my thing a little bit. Couldn't see. Sharon is saying, I feel I need to make a change either in a career or moving state. Can you ask if this is something that would be something I should do? Well, if you're feeling it, what's interesting is if you're feeling that shift, then you absolutely have something that's going to change. Now, what I'm seeing here is it's interesting. It does. Sometimes it could be both career and move states. Sometimes it's when you find what you need to release and heal, whatever that obstacle is in your current place of your position or where you live, whatever. Then it opens up. And this is what I'm getting literally from Michael. He's saying, you know what? You work on that right where you are. You will know. You will know. And if there's something you really want to do, he's also saying this, start researching it. Research what you would like to do what you would love to do, what you're curious about, because you being proactive to answer those questions, you're going to find that that's how they're going to answer you really easily. Michael is saying, absolutely, you have some things that are adjusting themselves right now. They're bringing it to the surface, and you're going to see clearly. Now, they'll never make a choice for you because that's your free will. They will support what you want to do. They will help guide you so you can make the most of it. So, Sharon, absolutely, you want to look into, I'm seeing something changing for you. That's what I keep seeing deep, and I'm just going to give you what I'm seeing because Michael's talking about it, and I see that it's a change, but it will be like a step that will benefit with the things you know now. So your experiences, and obviously anybody does that with their jobs, but the experiences that you have now are going to help you with the next step. I'm looking for the next 3 months for all of that to unfold for you is what it feels like. But let me tell you, that's what it feels like right now. If you were to start applying this afternoon, that entire window of what I just saw could change. It could change to much quicker, or if, you know, whatever you're based on, that's how that works. So sometimes if we say 3 months and it happens in a month or 6 months, that's because it shifts. The energy constantly shifts. I do want you to be aware of that. And I am all about being honest with you guys on that. We also have, let me move over to Facebook. We have Valerie. Hi, Valerie. She says, namaste to all. That's beautiful. Thank you. Right back at you. My birthday was May 1st. Well, happy birthday to you. The past moon and scorpion energies are the most powerful I have ever encountered in my present life memory. Thank you for this. It is confirmation and it is validation. You are not kidding. It really was. And that's interesting because that was your birth date. So your sun sign was probably playing right into that. You're a Taurus if you're May 1st. And you're going to feel that. I mean, I am too. My birthday was last week. And I could really feel that. I also know that I don't want it to be so sluggish and steady that I don't make any choices at all. So that's where it's like, okay, show me spontaneous spiritual awakening, Uranus planet energy coming in with Taurus. What am I missing with my steady, methodical plan? Because sometimes that actually can be like, you know, we get a routine going and then we miss something because we just keep doing the same thing over and over. So be open. And then, so you're going to see all these cool ideas coming in that are just coming out of random places. And this is everybody, guys. And then that Taurus energy, you'll have a plan. You'll be organized. Think about that Taurus energy when you sit down to organize how you want to apply yourself. Okay, so what else do we have? Where are we? Oh, we're about to take a break. Just keep in mind that that energy, that awakening energy that you'll start to feel in the second half of the month, it will encourage you to open your eyes and see things differently. It will encourage you to see the bigger picture. It will encourage you to see it from another's perspective. See something deeper. Opening compassion. It's really got an energy that can help you. Some people resist that. They're afraid to go there. They might see something they don't want to see. Or, you know, no, if I don't know, then I'm not accountable. That's avoiding it, obviously. What I'm experiencing and what I'm sharing, and I'm just seeing this consistently through the last year, is whenever we don't want to go there with things that we're dealing with, feelings, emotions, old hurts, things like that, it is really taking it to another level where we have to go, wait, that's not what I want to do anymore. I want to change this. It's making it harder. You don't want to not deal with it. So as it comes up, go ahead. You know, it's not very comfortable. That's really what last month was about a lot. So this month is not about that. This month is about applying and talking about new and fresh ideas, new things we want to do, new directions we want to go. So we've been working on all that old stuff. You're given an opportunity now to work on the new things. Look forward where you are right now. Look at what you want to shift. Look at what you want to improve, what you want to keep, what you want to let go of. But just know that this is about creating now. Okay? So you might feel some chakras getting active with that too. So let me take a short break. When we come back, we will wrap this up. This is an interesting month. I am really looking forward to hearing from you how you're experiencing it, whether it's today or in the next week. We're going to stay tapped into this because this is starting and ramping up as we go. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's shalohaproductions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716. Or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com. Or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And welcome back to the show. This is our last segment, so I want to wrap up a couple of things that they have shared. First of all, about that planet's energy and that awakening, and Michael brings this to the table and to the front, that this is the perfect time. Also, when he says that, He says, watch out for perfectionism. That's having a plan. You're going to sit down and organize that plan. And then if it doesn't go that way, you think everything's falling apart. No. Make sure you keep your eyes open and look for the surprises and the opportunities, the ideas that you didn't see when you first sat down. Look at it as you have a team player that'll bring in some other unexpected things you weren't thinking about. You never even saw it that way. That's going to be happening for a lot of us. The energy could manifest kind of differently for everybody. Just depends on what you're working on in your life. Here's the other thing about that planet. It's going to be going until 2026. That's a few years. So we have a few years of really growing, really waking up, really transitioning. So don't see that. That's actually a pretty cool thing. It will bring surprises. You will find you have to adjust here and there over the next few years. But this will work. It will work. It's good. The other thing, there's a full moon on the 29th. That one will be in Sagittarius. Okay. So that one is a good one that opens our hearts. And it will encourage you to don't be afraid to open your heart. So it ends with this incredible, just open your heart to love. Let love come in. Send love out. Because that's what the world needs. That's what you need right now. This positive energy is for success. It is to support you in success in whatever you want to do. Michael was so adamant about that. Metatron was all about the manifesting, and Metatron's associated with the vehicle, the Merkaba. You know, that's like a vehicle to move you to another dimension, so to speak, if you think about it. And I see every time he comes in, it's like, ooh, this is a transformative time to shift our frequency for the better. So expect things to be surprising. Expect things to change. But how are you handling change would be what this month will be easier on as well. It'll be easier to see the brighter side of it. It gives us opportunity, and look at it as a gift, because if you're so used to seeing what's wrong, it's a lot easier to see what's right, what's going to benefit all of us from this change. So if you have anything that happens over the next month, we'd love to hear about it on the show. Don't forget, don't hesitate. You can write it in and I'll read it out. You can put it on the chats. You can call in and share it, because we support each other when we do that. I want it to be a platform for helping each other too, because this is a very positive time. And who doesn't need some good news out there right now, right? Who doesn't need good news? I want to say a big thank you to a viewer. I believe she's a viewer or listener of the show, Marilyn. She had written in while I was away last week about last week's show, and she was thanking me for that one where I had shared my spiritual awakening experience, which was interesting. So if you guys are having a lot of what they're calling spiritual awakening symptoms, ascension symptoms, you feel like something physically is going on, but it doesn't feel like it is, or they don't find anything wrong, that's a good show to listen to see if that's making sense to you. This one, that was a lot of wrapping up April when all of that happened. But, you know, there's going to be different things for everybody, and not everybody's all exactly in the same pace with this. We're all working on what we need to work on individually. Remember, your eyes are going to be opened to interesting new horizons this month. I guess that's what maybe they were showing me this morning when I had that opening through. It was really cool. It's like you can't go looking for it, because if you go looking for it, then it's interesting with your third eye. When you're using third eye, you don't use it like you do your physical eye. As soon as you try to look at it with your physical eye, that's That's not what happens. This lasted for about 20 minutes. It was like 20 minutes and then it faded out. So it just wanted me to acclimate to something new, something opening up in my spiritual sight. And I see, and I'm intuitive and I pick up all the time, but this was pretty cool. I have seen sacred geometry a lot in visions and dreams. That's usually how it shows up. And that's what I was seeing when I saw this. So, I can't wait to see what I see next. Honestly, I kind of got, oh my gosh, that was really cool. So what is happening for you? What are you experiencing in your lifetime? Some people have been waking up their spiritual gifts and they really weren't, you know, into that, or, you know, maybe they were skeptical about it or something. I'm noticing in the news a lot, especially with the medical community, they're starting to, you know, put things out there that we've been putting out for years in holistic or energy medicine. I'm glad, I'm not going to go, oh, now they're fine. Not everything, but they're starting. I'm not going to complain about that. I'm just glad to see it's finally trickling through, because I believe energy medicine really needs its place in healthcare now. It will help you a lot with the symptoms and ascension, because energy is where it all starts. That's where everything we have starts. It starts with the energy, then we manifest it physically. So positive energy is only going to manifest positive physically. Think about it. And that is the theme for the month of May. And I want to thank the angels for coming through on that one. And I hope that you have enjoyed the show. And I hope you go out there feeling lifted, excited, and ready to just live your dreams. Because this is the month to really put some effort into it. Thanks so much for watching and listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.